Semillas is a Spanish word for seeds and the name of a community grassroots organization here in Chattanooga. Formed earlier this year, the group has been involved in everything from outreach for COVID-19 testing to protests for racial and economic justice. Its members are now mobilizing the Hispanic community in the Chattanooga area to participate in this fall's elections. Mo Rodriguez Cruz is co-founder of Semillas, and as summer was coming to an end, here is what he told me about its mission.
Our mission as a whole is to really create a culture in Chattanooga where all individuals, regardless of who they are truly equipped with the tools, knowledge, and education they need to bring about change for themselves and their communities. We believe by mobilizing young people, empowering the community, and really creating opportunities for leadership development and letting people get involved in our work, we believe we can create sustainable change in the city we call home, but also for the world as a whole. And more than anything, we are grounded and rooted in the fact that we want to work towards achieving racial and educational justice for all, regardless of your race, your color, your immigration status, your gender identity, your sexual orientation, education level, all of these things that often go into consideration and people take into consideration whether they know it or not when they're trying to, I guess, support marginalized communities.
On Sunday, November 1st, Semillas will commemorate El Día de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead, the celebration of life and death, a holiday originating in Mexico, here in Chattanooga, by building a community offering, una ofrenda comunitaria, in Coolidge Park from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. More at the group's new website, semillastn.org.